Next patient is Travis Hoy. Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, Travis Hoy, H-O-Y, H as in house, H-O-Y. Date of birth is 11-18-1938. Date of visit is 11-5-24. Next, just present illness. Please make a copy for Jesse Casimiro, M.D. Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O, Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y. Jesse Casimiro, M.D. Next, Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y. Thank you for sending. Travis Hoy for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 85-year-old male who has a prior history of smoking. He's experiencing shortness of breath with exertion and had a recent evaluation at Advent Hospital, at which time he was noted to have significant interstitial lung disease. The patient had a workup including a chest CT and was placed in oxygen briefly, but subsequently discharged from the hospital on room air. He has no chest pains. He does have a cough. He brings up little mucus and has no hemoptysis, fevers, or chills, and no recent weight loss. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of right carotid and arterectomy, and left ulnar nerve surgery. He had a prostatectomy for prostate cancer, appendectomy, and right carotid and arterectomy. He had left knee replacement surgery in 21, bilateral cataract surgery in 22, inguinal hernia surgery in 24. He also has hyperlipidemia and hyperlipidemia and hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies. No dry allergies. Next. Habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for 15 years and quit. Alcohol use occasional. Next line. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of old age and dementia. Next. System review. The patient has had no recent weight loss, no fever, but has fatigue. He has no glaucoma, cataracts. He does have urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. No hay fever or asthma. He has shortness of breath, no cough. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no urinary symptoms, no diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no palpitations. He has no anxiety, no depression. Denies easy bruising. And he has no joint pains, muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, medalist, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, losartan 25 milligrams daily, simvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This is averagely built. This averagely built elderly white male is a lot pale, but no acute distress. There's no sign of this clubbing of perfledema. His blood pressure is 130/70, pulse 90, respiration 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 96. H-E-N-T are non-Hispanic people's reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, to lymph node. Chest equal movements with percussion note being dull at the bases. There are few fine bibasal crackles, more on the left side. Heart, the answers are irregular, so S2, no mama, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions for edema, no calf tunnels, reflexes, the 1+ with no gross motor effort. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one, extensive pulmonary fibrosis. Number two is bronchiectasis. And number three is history of hypertension. Number four is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, sed rate, ANA, anti-DNA, RA factor. And you will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. She was advised to come in for a follow-up here approximately 4 weeks, or really if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jessica Samiro, CASIMIRO. Thank you.